Belinda Audio and Audible Studios present The Immortality Code, written by Douglas E. Richards and read by Dan Bittner.
Dr. Allison Keene entered the modest home she was renting and collapsed onto a comfortable beige sofa. She had just returned from treating herself to a rare breakfast out, and her taste buds were positively humming. She took a deep, cleansing breath, closed her eyes, and let herself drift through the cavernous darkness alone with her thoughts. Could it be that she might finally be getting back on track? She was afraid to even think it, to allow herself to believe it for a moment. In a more innocent time, she would have been giddy, literally dancing in celebration and fantasizing about a glorious and consequential future. But this was not a more innocent time. This was long after she had had her dreams torn from her as cruelly as a bully might yank the legs from a spider. Long after she had been confronted by pure evil and had lost. Lost her dreams. Lost her belief in justice. And lost her way. But for the past 3 years, she had begun to claw back, to inch her way out of the pit of hell. And the step she had just taken was far greater than just an inch. It was an exhilarating explosion that could launch her from the depths of despair to towering new heights. As jaded as Allie Keene had become, even she had to admit that her life was finally looking up. If one could call what she had a life, she spent every waking hour she wasn't eating or exercising, pursuing her passion. And while she considered herself lucky to be able to do so, there was such a thing as balance, which was something she had woefully neglected. But she vowed that this would begin to change starting now. No time like the present. 3 mornings earlier, she had finally gone public with the results of her last 2 years of work, a pre-publication of a theory that she was convinced was groundbreaking and would finally garner the respect and acclaim that had been stolen from her. She had only published the big-picture version of the theory, and only in an online physics forum, but the more formal, thorough version wouldn't be far behind. First, she wanted to test the waters, get an initial reaction. This way, she could better address the vicious critiques and dismissals she knew would be par for the course from scores of smug, entrenched physics luminaries, who might be brilliant, but who were often trapped by groupthink and fearful of venturing wildly beyond accepted physics dogma. Every truly revolutionary advance was met with harsh resistance when first introduced, and she expected her ideas to be treated more brutally than most. As the German philosopher Arthur Schopenhauer had famously expressed, all truth passes through 3 stages. First, it is ridiculed. Second, it is violently opposed. Third, it is accepted as being self-evident. Of all the quotes she had ever read, this was her favorite, followed by one from the great pioneer of quantum physics, Niels Bohr, who had said, "We all agree that your theory is crazy. The question that divides us is whether it is crazy enough." Online comments regarding her revolutionary ideas were already flying in. The last time she checked, right before retiring the night before, she had found dozens of savage, biting critiques, but also 2 responses from world-renowned physicists who had issued guarded praise of her ideas. Shocked praise, really, which almost seemed pride from them against their will, but praise, nonetheless. She could only imagine their dismay as they read her work, expecting glaring amateur hour errors and relishing the chance to poke holes in her ideas, math, and conclusions large enough to swallow continents. Relishing the chance to put the lowly associate professor of quantum physics, just recently promoted from the even lowlier rank of postdoctoral fellow, back in her place.